Five Ordinary Occurrences That My Child Views as Miracles by Krishna's Mercy.
Gopair makhe pratirte vrajviplavai. Deve bhivarshati pashun kripya rirakshua. Dharto chilindram if saptadinani sapta. Varsho mahidram andhyakre salilam.
Quote, when the cowherd men of Vrindavan, under instruction of Krishna, stopped offering sacrifice to the heavenly king, Indra, the whole tract of land known as Vraj was threatened with being washed away by constant heavy rains for 7 days. Lord Krishna, out of his causeless mercy upon the inhabitants of Vraj, held up the hill known as Govardhan with one hand only, although he was only 7 years old. He did this to protect the animals from the onslaught of water. Srimad Bhagavatam 2732.
1. Lifting the table.
Whoa! Dad, how did you do that? You just picked up the table. You moved it to the other room. That is so cool. Can you show me again? Bring the table back. Carry it with your other arm this time. I can't believe you can do that. You are so strong.
2. The ice melting.
Dad, what happened to the ice that was in my cup? What do you mean it's gone? It turned into water. The ice melted. That is so amazing. How does that happen? Can you show me again? Put some ice in a cup. Let's see it turn into water.
3. The sun rising in the morning.
Dad, remember last night? Remember how dark it was? Just look outside now. The sun is out. It is daylight again. How did that happen? How did the sun know when to come? That is so amazing. Is the sun going to come every day? It will be morning again.
4. Turning into an adult.
Dad, you are so big. How did that happen? You used to be small, like me. Are you going to be small again? When you become small, can I carry you? When I get big, can I drive your car? I want to become just as big as you.
5. Online shopping.
Dad, did you see? It's the toy you ordered. Remember? You ordered it last night. On the computer, we were looking at it together. How did it get here so quickly? How did the store know where to send it? So amazing.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that in the strict definition of the term, there is really no such thing as a miracle. What we consider to be a miracle is merely an event that occurs for which I lack the proper understanding. This is particularly relevant in the realm of spiritual life, with worship directed at a specific figure. In Sanskrit, there are many terms referring to the same general concept. Ishvara, Bhagavan, Purushottama, Janardana, Vishnu. These are different names for God, which is otherwise the more generic term. The Sanskrit equivalents are like further specifications, giving detail to the abstract. There is no single perfect word, since the entity being described is actually limitless. He cannot be tied to a single name, but in a loving mood people have their preferred terms of address, such as Krishna, Rama, and Hari. As he is limitless, Bhagavan can do anything. When he devours a forest fire, for instance, we consider it to be a miracle. The same for when Krishna lifts up a massive hill and holds it up for 7 days in a row, to serve as an umbrella to protect against devastating rainfall. To further add to the miraculous nature of the feat, the hill rests upon the pinky finger of the typically non-dominant hand. Krishna is using the hill, known as Govardhan, to redirect rainfall of biblical proportions. It is rain falling from the cloud of devastation, known as Samvartaka. Further exploring the mystery, Krishna is in the outward manifestation of a small child. He is not showing a form that would be typical of the one seen in a competition of strength. A child is a dependent, after all. They are under the care of adults. They have to listen to the parents. They have to take instruction from a teacher. These miracles serve a purpose. They hold value due to the contrast. Extraordinary people warrant attention. Miraculous events stand out in memory. For instance, the highly philosophical work known as Bhagavad Gita has the lasting image of Krishna showing the universal form, the Virat Rupa.
Evme tad yathat vamatmanam parmeshwar. Drashtume chhami te rupmeshwaran purushottam.
Quoth, O greatest of all personalities, O supreme form, though I see here before me your actual position, I yet wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours.
Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita,
11.3.
Arjuna specifically requests it. He knows that Krishna is something special. He understands that Krishna is able to display this form of the entire universe, which is both three-dimensional and non-static. It can show the future, for instance. It is like the greatest animated art exhibit. The less intelligent require such visual displays, considered miracles, in order to inquire, appreciate, and understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the displays are not much different from the father conducting ordinary business under the watchful eye of the young child.
Yad yad vibhutimat sattvam Srimad urjitam eva tat tad evav gachtvam mam tejosh sambhavam.
Quoth, know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita,
10.41.
We cannot understand how someone can be both nirguna and siguna. We don't really know what beginningless is. We cannot fathom someone stretching beyond the limits of space. That is the Almighty's position, however. Due to our lack of understanding, we label his amazing acts as miracles, but he is capable of much more, without further exertion or potential exhaustion. In closing, without further exertion or potential exhaustion, Krishna capable of much more than lifting hill as umbrella for or devouring the forest fire and Virat Rupa to admire. Miracles classified in reviewing, but like child the father viewing.